Good morning. Hope you rested well. Feel good about being here. And every so often, it's helpful just to reflect on how we're feeling in the body, the heart, the mind. And then we might reflect our minds back and recall how we felt at the beginning of the retreat. We may or may not notice any difference, but I imagine it's very likely there is some change, some greater capacity to come into your experience in the present moment, to gently and spaciously listen to the breath or the sounds as they occur. And of course, if we keep practicing, we'll keep getting more skillful at doing this. So today we're going to introduce a different quality for the meditations. But at the same time, we're just going to keep developing this gathered attention. I'm going to keep developing sufficient spaciousness so that we can be kind and sensitive. At any time, it's still going to be helpful just to come into the body, just relax. Tension's going to build up through the practices, just relax, let go of the tension. And so, really being sensitive with how things are. We spoke about the kind of energy dial. How much energy, how much effort to bring, when to ease off. And there'll be times when, the kindness is flowing, attentiveness is flowing, and the practice is really like holding a feather in the palm of your hand. It's like when there's not a lot of wind, you can just hold your hand out and the feather will stay there. Of course, this isn't the same as doing nothing. It's like you have to keep the hand out. You also have to resist the urge to kind of close the hand around something. So, I'm going to keep this feather, keep this breath, keep this sound. Keeping the hand open. But at times, the wind is going to gather its speed, the mind is going to get busy, we're going to get distracted. And so we have to really practice appropriateness to the situation of body, heart, and mind. There's a Zen story where they spoke to someone who had practiced for many decades, maybe they were getting close to 100 years old. And they said, what is the result of all these decades, these years and years of practice that you've done? And they answered, an appropriate response. So if we suddenly find, oh, mind's gone really busy, and what was just working before, just going with the kind of the flow, keeping the feather in the palm of the hand, it's just no longer appropriate. It's no longer possible. Are we willing to start again? Yeah. Like start afresh. Like it's the first day of the retreat. It's not like the first day of the retreat. This is just a little storm going to pass through. But now, maybe we want to be counting the breath again. So we tried this out. We said, can we be with three breaths? And we can increase this. We could say, could I be with five breaths? Could I be with seven breaths? And what we're doing in that moment is we are giving a task to the busy mind to do something that also contributes to the meditation. So to kind of make this counting of the breaths kind of clear, I call this intimacy counting. It's great. So the intimacy is the most important part. I want to be very close to my experience. I want to really be feeling, maybe it's the breath, maybe the sounds. I really want to be feeling what that feels like how that's going. And in the background, and then in the background, I'm just remembering. So like I'm breathing the third breath. I'm just remembering that so that when I get to the end and I'll say, okay, three breaths I've breathed. And so the way we can imagine this is that the energy of the mind that wanted to go into fantasy, to-do list, whatever it was, is now it has this task. Oh, I need to remember which breath we're on. So an appropriate response, that's what we're looking for. So that we develop quite a steady, quite a spacious, quite a kind attention. So we mentioned yesterday Vedana, which I said maybe the easiest way to remember what it is a niceness opinion. So there's a couple of things important in that. It's important to remember it's just an opinion. And this will be helpful in the long run, that, oh yeah, it's just an opinion. Like my friend has an opinion about this or that. It's not a fact. It's like a projection. I think this will be pleasant. I think this will be unpleasant. And so in the Dharma, the Buddha would often say, don't just take my word for it. Try it out. Test it for yourself. And so we might have a teaching like, you know, pay attention to Vedana. It's really useful. So that's an opinion. And, you know, hopefully you won't just go and repeat that to someone else without feeling for yourself, yeah, actually paying attention to Vedana was really helpful. So when you hear an opinion, see for yourself. So if we hear a niceness opinion, maybe we should check for ourselves. Is it nice? Is it not nice? You know, some things seem like they would be nice. And even in the short term, they might even feel nice. But in the long term, actually, they're not so nice. You know, there are a few kind of clever mixes of fat and sugar that we find in food. Right, things like ice cream and milk chocolate. I mean, there's other things in them, but they're almost like 50% fat and 50% sugar. And you know something else that's 50% fat, 50% sugar is baby milk. And so we're kind of evolved or, you know, developed, designed, whatever you want to call it, so that we always want more baby milk. So things that replicate that always seem nice. They always seem to get a niceness opinion for most of us, yeah? And so I think most of us have probably managed to get to the point of having too much of these. Which means that we probably had already put the lid back on or put the wrapper back around it. And then, oh, I'll have one more. And maybe in the taste buds it was confirmed, yes, the niceness opinion was correct. It's nice. But somewhere where the mixture of fat and sugar reaches the digestive system, the Vedana has changed its opinion. Yeah, and then we feel maybe a little bit sick, maybe we have a headache. I shouldn't have done that. So it's important to notice that the Vedana only refers to this phenomena in this moment. It only refers to this phenomena in relation to me. And it will change. It depends on the condition of body, heart, and mind. It depends on the way of relating that is happening. And even on, you know, countless other features or aspects of the environment of space and time. And so it's helpful to notice that the niceness opinion is not part of the phenomena. It's kind of added on top. So, very immediately, very quickly, I don't think we can stop it happening. Any sight or any sound, any smell or any taste, any physical sensation, anything that comes through the five sense doors, and thoughts and emotions. They get categorized, labeled as pleasant or unpleasant, or as neither pleasant nor unpleasant, not really anything either way. And just to say, this is normal, this is habitual, and I think it's probably unavoidable. It's normal, it's just what happens by habit, and it's very likely unavoidable, yeah. So kind of like at this point, so what? Why are we talking about this so much? Because if we're not aware of this, it will very likely lead to demanding. And this demanding, which is called tanha, I'm using that for the word tanha in the Pali, is dukkha. Stressful. And we can see for ourselves, if I'm demanding a lot, I will be stressful. It will be a stressful time. It's an agitated time, not peaceful. And if I'm demanding less, it'll be a less stressful time, more peaceful, more spacious, more kind experience. So we notice if we're not aware of what's happening, something pleasant, something nice, and we want to grasp onto it, want to cling onto it, want to have it. If we're not paying good attention, something pleasant or something nice appears, and we feel like we want to pull it towards us, hold on to it, have it. And we can feel this. It's like a tightness, a shrinking, in the body or in the awareness. It can go further. Then we need to kind of develop a plan of how to get it, how to sustain it, how to keep it, and all of that creates more distress. And then we can feel, this isn't nice, but maybe we don't realize the cause for why it's not very nice. And so we try to get this thing even more, and that causes even more tension. So we'll actually see that there's always a Vedana in our experience, and now the Vedana is of the process of reacting to the Vedana has a Vedana. Yeah. So we might think, oh, the Vedana is in the raw contact of this sensation. Now, that's what has a Vedana. But you'll notice if you're not awake to Vedana, then reactivity to Vedana happens very quickly. But reactivity itself is dukkha. And dukkha always has an unpleasant Vedana. That's why it's dukkha. And anything that has a not niceness opinion, like dukkha, we want to reject it, we want to push it away. Or we want to escape from it. And so we have a reactivity to a Vedana, then we have the reactivity to the reactivity, and you can see this is just going to keep building. And in a way, we can see, oh, this is actually how I lead my life. We're kind of set up with this idea, I should only have nice experiences, and the best way of getting nice experiences is to grab onto things. And unfortunately, because we didn't pay enough attention, we may have even seen it working in our life. Maybe at one point in time we've walked past a shop window and we see something nice, has a niceness opinion to it. And then maybe we think that would be nice to have. Maybe it's going to take some time for us to get it, and so how nice it's going to be keeps building. And our life feels, a little bit more stressful each time, not having it. The less good we feel, the more happiness we imagine is going to come from this object. And then, the day comes where we have enough money, it's still there in the shop, and we can go in and buy it. And somewhere when we just know that we're going to have it, maybe we've paid for it, maybe even before we've paid for it, it's like that happiness comes. And the key question is, where did that happiness come from? Wherever this thing was manufactured, they didn't put happiness in it. And so what the teachings suggest, and it's very difficult to notice until we pay attention and realize, oh yeah, that's how it happens. In that moment where we were certain it was going to be ours, we stopped demanding for it. In the moment where we felt, oh, this will be mine now, we stopped demanding for it. The ceasing of that form of demanding was the ceasing of that expression of dukkha. That lessening of dukkha is always expressed as happiness. So in a way, maybe the happiness was just like the sun behind a cloud. It just seems like, wow, it's a new sun because the cloud's gone. The tanha's gone. So the invitation today is to pay attention to Vedana as a way of, oh, not demanding. So something gets a niceness opinion, it's fine. That's the niceness opinion it has, and I can just be with that, give space, give kindness. It appears nice, I can enjoy it, but I don't need to hold on to it. I can appreciate it, but I don't need to own it. It would have been a lot quicker if I'd said to you, today we're just going to practice being numb. We're not going to feel anything. But we can enjoy things like, oh, my bare feet touching the grass. Oh, that's nice. And we just allow that moment to happen and then pass. We don't dig up the grass and put it in our pocket and carry it around so that I can keep putting it on my feet. William Blake, the mystic poet, would say, kiss the joy as it flies. Flies, so it's flying by. Oh, nice. Very nice. Translating poetry is a hard thing. So we want to meet our experience much like kind of watching a sunset. And also to know, when something's unpleasant, like we were practicing with yesterday, it's much more enjoyable if we can be spacious and kind. And another important point that we had yesterday is this whole big load of things which are filtered out because they're not particularly pleasant, not particularly unpleasant, can include them. And when we bring mindfulness, there's that kindness in it and it brings it alive and actually can give us a very nice feeling of happiness to pay attention. So that's going to be the main mode, but I just want to mention one last thing that's helpful for getting out of tricky situations. Sometimes we can be in really overwhelming storms of thinking or emotions. And in these moments, it's difficult to know what to do. It's so complex. How do I relate to this? And many people who practice find this really helpful. Just notice the Vedana of this experience. And then not fire another arrow. So we use the understanding of Vedana to not be more reactive. Okay, so let's take a moment if you want to stand up, stretch a little bit, and we'll bring this into a practice for about 20 minutes. But just before you disappear, I just say one more thing. So we're going to be balancing the calming practices with little bits of insight. So this is like an insight we drop in. Oh, there's a Vedana here. Most of the time, practice with the breathing and the walking, like we've been doing. Okay, thanks. Didn't want to hold you back, but just wanted to make that clear. So we just take a couple of minutes to establish the practice of listening to our experience in the present moment. And as we do this, maybe you can notice that there's a particular Vedana to this experience. Maybe sitting here just listening is subtly nice. And if it is, there might be this feeling, I like this. I hope there's more moments like this. But rather than going into the future, just enjoy, appreciate it now, without holding on. Or equally, it could be a moment that doesn't feel so nice, doesn't feel so calm. And it could be a feeling like, I really want this moment to go and have a more enjoyable moment. And maybe we can just change that way of relating. Giving space, giving kindness to this. Or maybe it's that this moment doesn't feel particularly special, particularly interesting. Maybe we can actually tune in more to the peacefulness of that, the calmness of that, which can be quite an enjoyable quality. notice that if you open the space, or if you breathe deeper, or if you listen with more kindness, it actually makes the experience nicer. And at times we might get distracted, or a habit pattern of the mind comes in. Or it might be an exciting kind of fantasy. Might be a dramatic kind of memory. Very likely it'll also come with some tension in the body or in the face, in the mind and heart. Would it be more enjoyable to rest back into the present moment with spaciousness, with kindness? So returning to the breathing, the listening, letting that develop again. As we did yesterday, maybe there's something unpleasant in the body or in the sounds that we can just pay attention to with spaciousness and kindness. So that we don't express that habitual reactivity. So in your own meditation, you'd probably just might want to stay with that for a whole meditation, but we'll move on to another area as a little tour of the practice. See if we can find something in the body or in the sounds that is not particularly pleasant, not particularly unpleasant, probably being ignored right now. Could be an area like the bottom of the chin. Or like the insides of the elbows. Maybe it's that sense of aliveness inside the legs. Something we normally just filter out. Just choose one of those kinds of areas and just bring your spacious, kind attention there. Interest. What's this like? Find it's actually quite enjoyable to pay attention to somewhere that doesn't normally get attention. So again, we could just stay with this quality, looking for the overlooked and bringing the kind attention there. I notice that by bringing attention, by bringing interest, it actually becomes a little bit more pleasant. And so we could develop from there, already actually paying attention to something that is felt to be pleasant. And practice being with something that's pleasant without grabbing onto it. To be with the pleasant, like that feather in the palm of the hand. something pleasant can be tuned into. Maybe the palms of the hands feel quite pleasant. We can also sometimes introduce a bit of pleasantness just by letting a very gentle smile appear on the face. That smile itself starts to feel a little bit pleasant. If we bring gratitude and appreciation that there's another in-breath coming, such a relief. We can enjoy the pleasantness of the in-breath. If the mind wanders away, just noticing the Vedana of mind wandering. We might just want to check the Vedana of relaxing the body. The Vedana of becoming aware of the whole body or the whole field of sounds. If the heart and mind are pulled towards something unpleasant, can there be kindness? If the feeling is more neutral, can there be interest? So we don't miss it. And if it's pleasant, can it be appreciated without grasping on? So hopefully we have a little bit more sense of the Vedana practice where we can kind of introduce it. And this is something we can just drop in every so often, but most of the time doing the calmness, spaciousness practices. But we can see, maybe, we say like from now up until lunch or from lunch up until supper, can I notice all three types of Vedana? And spend a few seconds with each one. If something doesn't seem so nice, can I be with it with kindness? Can I be with something that isn't seeming particularly pleasant, seemingly particularly unpleasant? Can I bring interest to that? It's a kind kind of interest, not who are you, but like who are you? What are you like? And then maybe the most difficult one is that when something's pleasant, can I appreciate it? And so we were saying there's always a Vedana. So sometimes there's the Vedana of doing the practice. There's a Vedana of freedom. And so appreciating the Vedana of freedom helps us to feel more free. It enriches that quality and expands that quality. So it's something we also want to do. And maybe we're beginning out, we're exploring this, so don't worry about making mistakes, just exploring what that would be like. And so we can bring this into the walking as well. There'll be different Vedanas as we walk. There'll be constantly this niceness opinion about the sun, the shade, the warmth, the cold, anything. Are there any questions or reflections on the practice so far?